Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Sisel. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Wes Farrell. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Johnny Gill. Batting third. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Cliff Bolton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Red Kress. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Link. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ed Link. And now, play ball. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a fly ball into left field. Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Werber moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sisel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gill. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters takes first base on ball four. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Salters moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Salters scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Link scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Farrell for the out. Farrell moves to second. Two outs. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive towards second. Cecil catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Schulte moves to second. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Werber strikes out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Link is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Link is called out on strikes. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into center field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shultz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sewell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cecil for the out. Larry scores. Farrell moves to second. One out. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sewell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Werber for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Shultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Link is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Link is 0 for 1 in the game. Link hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Kress settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Shultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 2 in the game. Gill hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Link fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cecil. The throw from Bolton and he is safe. Cecil steals second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Farrell scores. Cecil moves to third. Werber moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Cecil scores. Werber scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 6-0, Red Sox. General Crowder now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Johnson scores. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bolton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bolton moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress strikes out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cecil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jaime Manish pinch hits for General Crowder. Jaime Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Meyer strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 3 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Travis hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Burke now pitching. Aussie Bluge now playing second base. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bolton hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Schult hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Schult moves to second. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8. And Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.